Macmillan Audio presents The Monstrous Citadel by Myra Bolander. Narrated for you by Natalie Nottis. Look Speakin. November 11, 1233. Amakai Riots. The friendly city of Amakai descended into chaos following a massive infestation. Amakai has long believed that infestations cannot penetrate their city walls, but these delusions were rudely swept away on November 5th by a damaged pit and ensuing swarm. With their sweeper department crippled and consisting of only 3 persons, now only 2, Amakai was ill-equipped to handle the event. Assistance from Puer and Terre sweepers allowed them to repel the infestation, but not before the city was evacuated and many lives were lost. The death toll is yet unknown but growing as citizens sweep through the streets and protests for truth become violent. Look's head sweeper Olga Verban says that while painful to hear, this protest is necessary. Amakai has lied to itself for too long, she explained yesterday morning, after a routine safety demonstration at a local school. Ignorance of a problem is not safety. With its location, Amakai can't afford to pretend invulnerability. It's a miracle the city hasn't been destroyed already. Verban is a crusader for public awareness to locate and minimize damage done by infestations. When asked if she had any advice for the Sinclair sweepers of Amakai, she replied, I hope that they're able to recover quickly. Even with Amakai finally aware of the danger, 2 is a very small number for sweepers. If even 1 falters, the city will fall. Canis Trekker, November 16, 1233. Eyes opened. This past week, Amakai's council was forced to come clean regarding the existence of infestations. The wall policy has been the bane of city relations for decades, but with its demise, Canis and surrounding cities hope for better communication and trade with our befuddled neighbor. Despite this, Canis head sweeper has misgivings. He advises that Canis businessmen stay on their toes and, if possible, handle any Amakai dealings remotely. Sweepers warn that infestation activity is rising fast again, and who would wish to be stranded in a doomed city? Avis Wings, November 19, 1233. Sweepers in Mourning. Last evening, sweepers gathered at the Reflection Pool to grieve for those lost to Amakai's falling infestation. Amakai's tragedy has one of the highest death tolls in recent memory. Avis head sweeper stresses the importance of recognizing the losses of other cities, not only as an act of compassion, but to impress upon our own citizens the danger we face. He wishes Amakai, especially new head sweeper Laura Kramer, the best of luck. Amakai Dead Ringer, November 26, 1233. Sweepers ridiculed. Business as usual. Despite destroying an infestation running rampant in the first quarter, head sweeper Laura Kramer has been lambasted by the general populace for gross negligence. For what, one may ask? For not responding to no less than 3,000 telephone calls from paranoid citizens in a single day? Only one of these proved valid, and the police department has investigated every other call. For property damage, perhaps? Testimony from foreign sweepers and even previous Amakai records show that damage goes hand in mouth with sweeping. You are pleased if a roof caves in on mobsters during a fight. But if the same happens during the eradication of a monster that would destroy other buildings, eat any who cross its path, and spread its offspring through the city until it can feed on everything you love from the inside out, this is where you draw the line? At least a mobster will leave you a body to bury. The ringer bids you review your priorities immediately. Amakai Sun, November 28, 1233. Head.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?